Blog Talk Radio.
Or just some days it doesn't come across that way. So sorry about that. Tell me more professional about the whole thing. But this is Psychic X-Journey Man. I'm your host. This is Psychic X-Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to give a call in here and get a reading from us, we're actually doing readings for the next 2 hours. We're also going to be here on Saturday night at 8 p.m. and Sunday night at 8 p.m. too as well. So jump in there on any of those shows. And that's actually 8 p.m. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, and it's one of those debatable things about Tuesdays and Thursday nights. But they're pretty good nights, too, as well. So you have perfect chance and perfect opportunity to get a reading. So if you want to get one tonight, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. We also have some sponsors here. We have a sponsor for our show, Richard Palanga. Actually has a website called DivineBodyWise.com. Again, that's DivineBodyWise.com. They're great products. They're spiritual. They're natural. So therefore, check them out. And for our listeners. Richard says anybody who donates $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And for anybody who donates $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. So keep that in mind. Go check it out at divinebodywash.com. Also, if you're looking for music to actually sit down and do meditations or readings or whatever you're doing with the situation or trying to enhance the experience, go check out hemisync-sync.com. They have some great CDs. They also have MP3 downloads, too, at half the price. I think, well, I wouldn't say half the price, but they're a whole lot less expensive, and plus you can use them right away by just downloading them in your computer. So go to www.hemi-sync.com and check out their great products. They've got CDs for everything. It's actually a technology where it has a tone underneath music, and when the brain hears it, that both hemispheres actually work together to give you increased intense focus and concentration. So give it a shot and check it out, okay? It's one of those things that's going to be phenomenal. I know I usually use CDs myself for my readings and meditations, and that's this kind of thing, and it just enhances everything because of the intense focus and concentration. There's also a company out there called BrainSync, and it's subliminal CDs where actually what you're hearing in your ears all the time is positive affirmations over and over and over again. And they also have guided meditations too as well. So check them out, www.brainsync.com. Again, that's www.brainsync.com. And if you want to cut your phone bill by 75%, give it a shot. Check out Straight Talk. Great phones, great service. It takes your bill down from whatever it is. Mine was like almost $200 a month, and it knocked it clear down to $45 a month, and that's unlimited everything. Not like some companies out there that have this little thing called unlimited, except for you can't call landlines. You know something? Unlimited means unlimited, and let's get back to that. Okay, so Straight Talk has done that, so check them out and get back to when person says unlimited and experience that. Okay, www.straighttalk.com. Okay, we also have a friend on the line, too, as well. I think Dee's here. Hello, Dee.
Hello.
We haven't heard from you for a while. What happened?
Besides having a bad cold?
that kind of
put me out of commission. And then I think the other day, I forgot which time it was. And there's been so much going on with all the, you know, trying to save my sorry hide from eviction.
Gotcha. It can be a little irritating. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to say the least. Between that and, you know, meeting people, and I just got a new set of steps made today for the door out of my kitchen, which is really great because there used to be a room there, and with no room, there's the doorway. But, you know, if I needed an extra way out of the house, I wouldn't be able to get out. So I've got a new set of steps and getting new clothes, and it's wow. There are a lot of good things happening.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I can't complain. It was really great today. A pair of blue jeans that this woman ordered for me came in, and we were hoping they were going to fit, but the great news was they were too big.
Oh.
And it was just as well they were because the legs were so wide, you could have fit two legs in one pant leg. I'm surviving, and everything's changing, but there's a lot of good stuff going on, so I'm feeling a lot of positive. So I can only hope.
I know. It's kind of crazy, but the thing's getting better. So
things are getting better. I've got to ask my former psychologist if he'll see me at least, you know, once, and then he can assess the fact that, gee, you know, even though she's making a lot of progress, it would not be the wisest move to move her out. Anything at this point. Anything I can do. Because I really do feel like I'm going to be victorious, but it's almost like sometimes some of the stuff that's going on seems like a long shot. And there's hope. And I made a decision the other day. I finally discovered that the guy that Jethro Smith that does his Psychics Gone Wild, well, he's still doing it. But I discovered that he really... That it's I'm not going to be bothered with him anymore. He can't be. He really just sort of, for somebody that took me under his wing, he didn't do such a hot job of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been just, you know, he's going on about all his own crap as if, you know, it's just well, what it boils down to is I'm tired of being used. So therefore, he and his group can do whatever they want to do. I'm going to try for the half-hour free show for now for myself. And anybody that wants to join me as a co-host is welcome, but I'm not gonna stick with somebody that really can't stand by me as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't cut it. And one of the people that he's got doing a half-hour show, he's doing one of the shows, he said wasn't going to be doing a show, and I was right out front exactly what I thought about the person because I know they shouldn't be reading. And that's
mm-hmm.
right about it. So I just realized, you know, if he's going to keep dumping his stuff on me every time we talk, it's not worth it.
Right.
I'll do my own thing. And
mm-hmm.
I take it with the half-hour shows, that's the start. Can you do them 5 days, 5 or 7 days a week?
You can have a show every day.
Oh, great. Great. Mm-hmm. Works for me.
Okay, well, April is also here, too.
Oh, of course, I wouldn't. No, April's always welcome to join me. I wanted to ask April. I know the other night she was talking about the person that she was having a dilemma about whether to tell somebody that, you know, she saw that they were going to die. And
okay.
If she hasn't told them, my own personal feeling, and I'm not alone in this one, is that it's better for somebody like ourselves not to tell that person. It's better for a doctor to tell them or their own family members, because if something happens and we're wrong, it could really come back and bite us in the butt big time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a dilemma, and I can understand why it would bother somebody, but something like that is
mm-hmm.
better left for the family or a doctor to tell them.
Well,
because if
yeah,
we're wrong, they could come back at us and, oh boy, I wouldn't want to be in her shoes.
Yes, but there's also the upside of saying, hey, you know something? We look at the situation and try to get people to look at the positive side and go, hey, we were wrong. Celebration time. Woo-hoo. Okay, you know.
Yeah, well, that's true, but you never know how somebody's going to react. You have to be very – people can be very funny when you read for them,
yes.
Especially those that don't like what you told them.
Right, that happens all the time.
You know.
Are you there,
yeah.
April?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm good.
There's
I
a lot of inquiring minds
food.
Out there want to know, okay? So.
I got
oh, inquiring minds, yeah.
I went out to eat fish. And...
Okay, what kind of fish was it?
Oh, I got fish oil, and I had fish today, and I'm just trying to... get a healthier pineal gland. It's good for psychics.
Ah,
stretch. It's actually the ideal stretching your psychic abilities, huh? Letting it out completely out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got some
yeah,
callers in the queue.
It's like it's kind of like my autonomic involuntarily like do things. Like. I usually get lost when I'm trying to find places, but I was forced to take a turn today because of, like, the traffic. The traffic
mm-hmm.
forced me, like, into the right lane because it was, like, so busy. And then I called the people, and I was like, I'm lost. I don't know if I went too far. And, like, I looked up, and I saw their shop right there. So, like, I took the turn, and I didn't even realize that was the right turn. And I was right there at the stop.
Oh, that's incredible. It's great.
Yeah.
Guidance always gets you there. The more clear you are and the more open you are, the more you hear it. So, therefore, that's good. So, I was going to say, you two ladies could actually give out your information so they could actually contact you out there for readings, too, as well, right?
Of course. Go ahead, April. I'll let you go first.
Okay. I do... spellcasting and clairvoyant reading, and my website is www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, and you can also reach me on Skype. My screen name is Ultraviolet 0077.
Okay.
Okay. And if you want a reading from me, you can reach me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindowmessenger@hotmail.com. I take PayPal for my suggested donation for doing an email reading is $20. For hours worth of my time over the phone, I suggest $60, and I'll try to get back to you within like 24, 48 hours. I'll work within your budget. So, if you're interested in my jewelry, contact me at Spirit Wind the Messenger again, and I will have some pictures for you that I can show you. We'll discuss what you're into. My jewelry is made with semi-precious stone beads like moss agate and Picasso jasper, amethyst, turquoise, freshwater pearls, stone pendants, sterling silver pendants, and I use a lot of the Hill Tribes silver, which is handmade in Thailand by the Hill Tribes people. I'm going to be working on doing chakra jewelry. So if you have any kind of need in that area, just let me know. We'll work on prices and what you're into, styles, all kinds of things like that. And I'm going to be putting out my information on my Facebook page. So when I have that ready, I'll let you know what it is. And I'm going to be working on doing my own half-hour blog talk show. And April and Donnie and all the other good psychics that are out there are willing to join me as co-hosts anytime. So as soon as I have all that information, I'll be sure to relay it to everybody.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's it. I said I'd take PayPal.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm with it.
Hey, April, did you give them your phone number or not?
No, she didn't.
It's on my website, but the number is 919-600-1904.
Okay. Also, I was saying, after sitting there talking about getting the sponsor done, about him, and I think I forgot to even tell you even about me. So I was looking at it. So you call in for a private reading, call in tonight at 646-721-9031 for private readings. Call me at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, which is my Skype number. But if you want to call me through Skype and it works better with my ID, then it's Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, dot Reed, R-E-E-D, 8. Or go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, which for some reason, I put it in the freaking chat room as Psychic Journey. All we can say is sunny beaches.
Hey, Donnie's taking a psychic journey.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's that. So we had to correct that one real quick, right? It's amazing when we're typing. It looks like we're typing it. I was like, sheesh. So there we go. It's right in there. It's in there now, right? Psychic. It's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And right now I'm having some great April special. So if you give me a call, for example, 75-minute reading is only $35 right now. A 40-minute session is, good question, 25, and a 25-minute is 15, and we also have a one-card reading, which is 12, and then we have the 90-minute sessions, which are good for life coaching and relationship counseling. They're 90-minute sessions, and they are only 75 for April. So check them out. We also have specials, too, across the board. Where we're talking about the idea of we do Skype readings one-on-one, we do Skype group readings, and we also do Skype parties, which means we can be at your party via your laptop through Skype. So check that one out, too, as well. So if you have a party, we can be there no matter where you're at in the country or the world. So we work it out, that kind of thing. So give us a call. And actually, those sessions usually go for $150 flat fee for 5 or 10 of your friends and parties. And those sessions like that usually go for $150, but now they're only going for $77. So keep those all considerations, those kind of things. And also donations. We do have, Richard puts out there a $25 donation, you get a bottle of body wash. And for a $35 donation, you can get also a bottle of body mist. But when it comes to donation, you can donate anything you want. We've had people donate everything and anything from you can think of. And Yeah, it's amazing. And for all the people who have donated, thank you for, thank you so much for all the donations and all you put in there. But what was I going to say? Donations, yes. And when you donate, or even with our special prices, what you do is you go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and you go to the donation page. Well, that's actually donations and reading page. And you just click the button that says donation, because, you know, when we do specials on it, you won't find it on there. And if you sit there and notice the prices and stuff, probably the buttons won't work unless you have that. So for specials and donations, just go to the donation page and that kind of thing. And for the products that we offer with the donations, just go to the contact page and give us your information, and we'll get back with you, I know, at least in 24 hours. And we'll be, and more than likely, the products and services will be rendered in about 24 to 48 hours. So keep that in mind, too. But it's one of those situations also, if you want to sponsor the show and you have a product or a service or you want to sponsor yourself, I mean, you want to have, you know, promote yourself, give us a call for being a sponsor and for us promoting you. It's only a $40 fee a month. And check it out. We are still looking for sponsors. We have some sponsors, but if you have a service or a product or yourself that you want to sit there and get out there, we do a great, fantastic promotional thing for you on our page and our websites and that kind of thing. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. And let's go back to the calls and start taking some calls. What do you say? All right, let's go to our first caller. That's area code 303. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello, very good. Thank you for taking my call.
What's that?
I said thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your name?
It's Wendy.
And where are you calling from, Wendy?
Colorado.
Really? Yeah, 303. Where's 303 at?
I'm in Boulder County.
Oh. I'm over here in Manitou Springs.
Cool.
Yeah. Also say hello to Dee and April.
Hi, Dee. Hi, April.
Hi.
Hi, Dee.
So how can we help you tonight?
I'm curious what you see for relationships. Or relationship, I should say.
You sure that shouldn't be an S on there?
What's that?
I said, you sure there shouldn't be an S on there?
I'm not sure, so I guess relationship or relationships. I've been single for 14 years. I mean, I've dated some, but I've been divorced for 14 years, and definitely ready to find somebody to bring in for a long-term relationship.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to go first?
I'm thinking that there's going to be a couple, one before the real long-term one. And that's my first impression, that there'll be one guy that'll come in, and he'll be fun for, you know, for 2 months maybe. Somebody fun, just, you know, hang out, have a good time. But he doesn't have that staying power that you're looking for. Because I think you're looking for somebody that's, I would say he doesn't have all of your interests, but he shares some of them. And somebody that really wants to have a relationship. I think the first guy's just kind of, he's fun, he likes to have a good time, but he just doesn't. No, he's, like I said, he doesn't have that staying power. He doesn't. I don't know. There's just something about him. He's a nice guy, but he's. In the long run, he's just looking for fun, and you're looking for somebody that really wants to, you know, he's in there for the long haul. And I think the second guy who'll come in, I don't know, August just popped into my head for some reason. And that guy's got what it takes, you know, somebody you can laugh with and share with, somebody that's, you know, all the ups, the downs, your joys, your sorrows. Somebody, now, different from what you're used to, I think. But at the same time, you're going to have a lot in common with a few differences, enough that, you know, there's going to be a lot of interest sparked there, and you might even find yourself enjoying things that you never thought you would enjoy before.
Okay.
That's my first impression. I don't know. You. What do you think, Donnie? What's your impression?
Well,
what
do I pick up?
Yeah, what do you pick up? I'm gonna stop there for now and see what you pick up.
Well, I was gonna be funny and say I just picked up the cards, but I guess it's a little bit deeper than that.
You've been hanging out with me too long.
Well, I was sitting shuffling cards while you were sitting talking and stuff, and the thing I got the most was June. As somebody coming in, it's not the ideal of that staying power, it's just the ideal of two people who have different agendas in the process of getting to know each other, find that out, and basically choose to go two different directions. And I feel like that at the time that they choose to go two different directions, someone else comes into the picture that actually turns out to be a long-term relationship. Now, it does say that there's a good chance that the two people could actually come into your life at the same time, and you have a tendency to make a choice and go in a certain direction that you felt like was more feasible instead of actually going with what you really felt to do. And that's why I keep getting with that one. It's almost like you get the situation that this is a... I always tell people the ideal of getting readings is the ideal of getting insights to make different decisions to make a different outcome. Now, I got this one here. It talks about intentions, but also listening to oneself, you know, going through a lot of things, opening your mind up. Looking at a situation that's going to happen until June, that I would definitely say June. But I get the impression it's also I see information. That's, when I say information, it's like listening to yourself, but also things coming to the forefront where she will actually be getting advice from people on how to do that.
Okay.
Because I was sitting there, what I was looking at was the idea of the cards. We're talking, we put down three cards. We do three card ones here. But I got three cards. The first one was new love, teaching and learning, and intentions. That's the three cards. Then I build a pillow of pyramids. And on top of those two cards, I have manifestation and abundance. So it's the idea of focusing on a situation. When someone is actually listening to their intuition, and the reason they do that is because we've all put something out there that's going to manifest, and we want it to fall into place as smooth as possible. So we have new love in teaching and learning and manifestation. So it's the ideal of, I would sit here and say, even with the ideal being on the show, of actually acquiring different kind of information to have a different outcome. So the first guy will be as more of a friend, and the second guy would actually be seen as what he was supposed to, because I feel like they're going to come in the same time, in the same vicinity area. Maybe days apart from each other, but definitely have the two things going on where it's going to be a pulling back and forth.
I can see that.
Well, she's talking about relationships right now, and the first thing that came to my mind was this book called Your Soulmate's Waiting. It's by a lady named Marla Matheson. I actually was checking to see if I could find that, too. I had it right here. Well, I did have it right here. Anyway, that's the name of the book. Check it out. That's a great book because it just goes into stuff of helping people realize one thing, the idea of obtaining great relationships, and what usually blocks us sometimes from making certain choices is because we haven't cleared out the clutter, which is obstructing our vision. Now, there's another book, too, which I actually found this one here. It's called The Soulmate Secret, Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction, Ariel Ford. The real insight of actually how to use the law of attraction, which so it will work for you and still work against you, as in the process of not focusing on divorce. Because it's amazing, I was sitting listening to her talk when she said, I've been divorced for this many times, for 14 years. And I'm like,
I also made a choice to raise teenagers, or they were babies at the time. I had a 1- and a 2-year-old and made the choice to be single to raise the children on my own and not to complicate things. And so it's not like I've been looking for 14 years.
Well, you're at that point now, and this is the right time for you.
Yeah.
It is a great time for her, but I have to sit there, and, like I was saying before, when I was sitting there talking to April for a minute, and she was saying that she felt like there was karmic issues working against you because of, and it made perfect sense when I was giving you the books. Okay? the books are like helping you change one thing about that, because I feel like one thing with karma, karma can be canceled out. There's actually a CD by Doreen Virtue where she talks about combat, talking about neutralizing karma, which is the idea of acknowledging what you've done, forgiving yourself, forgiving the situation, and that kind of thing, and the acknowledgement, then the karma will come back. You've actually dealt with it because you've discovered something within yourself that makes you realize that you had put something out there. So therefore, and the one thing I would sit there and look at the situation is, what you need to learn is to focus on you. So you're focusing on your children, and you're focusing on the situation at the time, what you need to do. And you feel like you could do a better job as a single parent. Okay? And it's talking about the ideal that you could, about being with somebody and being unhappy because you refuse to focus on yourself first. It's something that I would look at deeper into the situation and go, we have karma, but we also have religious and family upbringing of the ideal of giving is not good. Okay, people are going to go, what did you say? That will get your attention. Giving is not good. See, the one thing about people don't understand about the idea of giving and receiving, we have to be open to receive. Because in the process of us giving, someone's going to be... Okay. Okay. Who said that?
I'm sitting here quietly. I don't know. You've got a lot
Wait,
of noise on the line.
Easy?
What? I don't even know what's going on. I'm out of it at the moment.
Sorry
about that.
Was that like a voice phenomenon thing, like a ghost or something? I heard it.
Must have been. I don't know.
I heard something go up, up.
Oh, huh. Weird.
I heard, I was kind of shocked for a minute because I was like, I heard exactly what it said. And
that was weird.
Kind of, yes. Anyway, what the situation is, take the books and really sit there and absorb them, take them in, because I've seen some really great differences with the techniques in the book, and it's changed a lot of people's lives, and actually they're in great relationships right now because of certain things they've done in with the book, but the books are just like blueprints, so therefore it's one of those things that taking a look at oneself and realizing that these certain things have to be done, that kind of thing, be great. Okay?
All right,
and,
thanks a lot.
Sorry, sweetie, what'd you say?
The switchboard says that she got dropped.
Oh, she got dropped? Sunny beaches in Kansas.
So did you hear ghost phenomenon? I thought it was
the last card. The last card that came up for her, too, was Archangel Azrael, which is the angel of ascension. Some people call it the angel of death. But it's also the angel of ascension, which means letting go of the old in favor of the new. So... And it was talking about manifesting a new life in favor in the new love. They said the new love could come in now. But when I was sitting reading what you said, April, it made perfect sense why it would be another person coming in the situation, because what she's not doing is focusing on herself. In the process of not focusing on herself, she's going to attract another person who's going to come into her life and not be able to actually give her what she wants because she hasn't given it to herself. So... I was sitting, that's why I paused for a minute, and I was sitting reading what you said. I'm like, that makes perfect sense that we're actually giving her information on how to change things. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw a guy, like, sitting on the couch reading a newspaper, and I was like, is that really what she wants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was sitting there looking at the situation myself, and I was like, interesting, because... You know, you think about it, with the situation of seeing a vision of someone sitting there and irritating or being unhappy in a relationship because the guy's not giving her what she wants. It's like we said before a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about on the show, remember, where we're talking about if you haven't loved yourself enough today or you're looking at somebody who hasn't loved you enough today. It means you haven't loved yourself enough. So that made perfect sense. If someone's sitting there and being happy because she's been unhappy with herself, so it has to start with herself before she attracts the right one. And so we have a person who's done a little bit of work, but still needs to do a little bit more, so she's going to attract two people at the same time. One's for her, and the other one is a reminder of what she really needs to keep working on. So, well, let's go to the next caller. That'd be area code 845. How are you tonight?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. Say hello to April and Dee.
Hi, April and Dee.
Hi.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Lucero.
What did you say your name was?
Lucy. My nickname is Lucy.
Lucy, you're the one that was in the chat room that I told you to ask you to call in?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I had a funny feeling you should call in.
Yes, I did call in for a general reading to see what you can advise me in any area of my life.
Okay. I was going to go, would anybody like to start off the bat with any kind of impressions you're picking up, Dee or April?
Not at the moment. Although I do think this is going to be a good year for her. Some good changes coming, some positive stuff. That's about what I get for the moment.
I was freaking for a minute. That's great. Yeah, I was actually pulling out some cards for you real quick, and I was thinking of a lot of things too. Well, we see an emphasis on relationships and stuff, so I was trying to get some insight. When's your birthday?
October 1962.
So you were born in 1962?
Yes.
October
16, 1962.
Okay. So you're a widow, correct?
I am a widow? No, I'm not.
Who is with you then? There's actually a deceased person with you that would come off as something as what I would call as an ex-husband. Or a husband.
A widow? No. My ex-husband has a new partner. I have a friend that has his wife died in 2002. He's a widow. But
mm-hmm.
He's a friend. He's a very good friend. His wife is with me. I had another friend that I was talking yesterday with her. Her husband died too. I have two friends. His wife died and her husband died. And there
okay.
are two friends. And I was talking to her because she was dreaming with her husband and she saw her husband with the back scratch and we were thinking that he's still around. He didn't cross over. I think so.
I don't think so either. I think he's still there too, because I was sitting there. Yeah. I was sitting there
yeah.
focusing on the deceased husband, so therefore, if you said that both, okay, you said the one deceased woman was with you, and then this other guy was with you too.
But they both of them are very, like, before they both die, they, like, my friend, the male friend, I think promised his wife he will be faithful to her. And my female friend did say that she doesn't remember to promise her husband that she will be single. Then I was telling her that because she was dreaming with him, I think he didn't cross over, and I was helping her to think how helping to cross over.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they both with me?
Yeah. So that was the one thing that did the most was the husband first, and I thought it was like, and that was, I just thought it was one of the situations where it was like your husband, but it's more like it's coming off as your, as someone's husband that was with you. So it came off a little differently. So when we watch these things, we should kind of watch those things sometimes with the audio, see those, we see them. And then we had an indication of talking about a baby.
You see a baby, too?
Mm-hmm. Either... Actually, one was like going on the, in the terms of saying there's going to be a birth soon, or there's either been a birth, there's either been a birth or not, or there's been a birth. What I'm trying to say, there's someone's had a baby soon, lately, or someone's going to. I just keep feeling like there's more like a birth coming on, a coming.
From a relative? Is that benefit from these two people that didn't cross over be around me? Like my female friend is okay because I never like. Is that okay that both of the deceased people are with me because they didn't cross over?
Mm-hmm. No, the idea of them being with you is okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I have a funny feeling with him. I was picking up the idea of a birth coming soon. I want it just happen. And I feel like in some ways there's something about that whole thing of once it's basically completed, you see him passing over. Because I was sitting there going on the whole thing. It's kind of ready. I was sitting there checking out some things too. So, do you have anything to offer? Anything to add to that? What you're
thinking
of?
At the moment, I'm kind of blanking out here. But I, like I said before, I think it's going to be a good year for her with some changes coming up. I think there are going to be things happening around about her birthday time, or a little before. But I'm not sure what at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting much.
Gotcha. Yes. I was... Let's take a look at some things real quick. Can I put the cards out so we get some clarification on some things? Stay right there for a second. Thank you for your patience. That's really not, you know, the thing I got the most was you're talking about the people around you. It seemed like the idea of helping them in their quest to pass over too was something you could actually help them with too as well. It's the idea of pointing the direction. I see the husband kind of wandering, and I see the woman you're talking about has a tendency to give you advice from time to time about some things. I don't know. You get the impression about someone being very, I'm just thinking about decorating and that kind of stuff. Did you know her very well? Of your friend's deceased wife?
No, I didn't know her at all.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe somebody else.
What do you
maybe
mean by
it? Like, could be another guy. Maybe it's a woman deceased, like a family, a relative. Could be. Or you think that it's her.
That's what you picked up on. Usually in a situation like this, when you pick up on people around you and you feel like those are the people that are around you, more likely they are. Because they're communicating with you. They're giving you information, so that's why you get gravitated toward that thought, because they're giving you thoughts. And that's why you know they're there. So the ideal, because when you start doing that, where you're like, well, maybe it's somebody else, that's when you're second-guessing yourself. When you should listen to the thing that came to you.
When I like to call always, like at this moment, I like to call like Nostradamus, or when I'm I like to call the angels, the archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel. I like to call the seers, the great healers when I'm and I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Casey, I call him sometimes.
Right.
Albert Einstein.
Those things make sense, yeah.
Hey, how about my birthday? And I like past 8.
Well, let's see. You live in a very nice building, right?
Excuse me?
I said you live in a very nice building, correct?
If I am in a very nice building?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Because I was spending time with the people that are around you and the idea of helping them to move on, to move over, pointing them in the right direction. There seems like there's a lot of spirits around you, almost like they have a tendency to gravitate towards you because of being so open-hearted. Are you also a person that has something to do with administrative work?
Yes, I do administrative work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're single?
Yes, I am single.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have a big apartment.
I do have some apartments. I do own some apartments.
But you wouldn't classify it as being big, but I would.
Excuse me?
I said you probably don't classify your apartment as being big. It's like I get the impression that I feel like you do have a big apartment, but you feel like you need more room.
Oh no, I have a comfortable house, and I also have some investment. And so when you're talking about my house, it's different than the apartments because the apartments are just an income that I have. Then.
The apartment's what?
It's investment. It's investment.
Okay, so you work.
Additional
so you
income. I work.
Okay.
I do have extra income. And I do own my house, and it's beautiful. It's not like It is comfortable. It is simple but comfortable. It's very nice.
Mhm. So the nice big building is where you work.
Excuse me? What do you say?
I said that I was trying to figure. You said you have a house and an apartment, or you work in a building and you have a house?
I work in a building. I have my house and I work for somebody else.
Okay. No problem.
And I do want to do something else for extra income because I always want to do something else.
Mm-hmm. See, the card I picked up on was teaching and learning, which that was what I was picking up before, the idea of learning more ways to develop your paranormal ability to pick up the spirits around you. Learn to trust that what you are picking up on is it, and listen to divine guidance on how to actually help them move forward. And move on. Because I could sit there, I saw a vision of you with where you're like pointing a finger, which is the most like they're indicating to me of helping the spirits to point them in the right direction. Also, there was April was saying she saw some kind of white, fluffy stuff all around you, and I saw that it was just an indication of a lot of spirits are around you, but also the kind of aura that you have attracting them to you. So there's probably things that you notice that happen to you quite a bit in the process of presence. Feel like someone's watching you when you're washing dishes or something. And these are just spirits. And the ideal, trying to get to know you, focusing on you, and the ideal, this person has what I need, and the idea of the direction in which to go into. Okay?
Okay.
Also, with the situation, your curiosity and your questions about romance, it seems like there's some things going on with that, too, is the ideal peace within yourself first, of actually understanding what's going on with you, the ideal of allowing yourself to let go. And it talks about romance. Romance just means that there's something coming very quickly. And the ideal peace, the card peace, is also the angel Shamuel, which is actually the angel of love. And then we go to the next last card I pulled for you, which was actually a victory. This is Archangel Sandalphon, which says your prayers have been heard. They've been answered. Have faith. Do not give up. 5 minutes before the miracle happens, because there's a lot of things changing here in the next 2 months. It's going to be a fantastic life for you this year. And many years afterwards, it's just you have to take the time to focus on you. Even with your work, you seem to be more detailed, because I've heard this before with situations that people feel like they need to work to contribute to the world, and the world seems to take over the format that the person doesn't take time for themselves, not realizing they're also a part of the world, too, as they're giving to, they need to get to themselves. That's what they keep talking about, you giving to yourself, okay?
Okay. And I offer my service to people for free too.
The situation is about giving and receiving. You have to have balance between the two, or it has a tendency to cut off your prosperity, and in many parts of your life. You know, even the idea of relationships. Relationships, if you're a person who's kind of caught in a situation where you've got to keep giving, but never give yourself time to open up to receive it, because when you give to one person and you shut down the idea of receiving, that person doesn't have an avenue to give back. So that's what they're saying here with you. Just take some time yourself. I guess what the one card will pop out the most would be the self-appreciation. Have fun. You get the impression to keep doing what you're doing, and people are going to ask you. They're going to sit there and want to give you things. It's the idea, again, opening up yourself to receive, because people appreciate the things you do for them. And if you just feel like those things are happening, they're going to be coming to you anytime now.
I'll do that. I think I'm learning to receive a lot. And that is a great thing, because I used to do everything for everybody else. And I think now I'm very relaxed because I just do my work. I do a little bit of my extra income. And starting to and traveling. And any business coming up? Because you say just any business, like somebody offering
you. Right. Hold on for 1 second, okay? Okay. Let's see, the one card that was talking about the ideal things you've been focusing on, that kind of stuff. Archangel is Andelman. It's basically the person who delivers answers. He actually delivers prayers and also delivers answers. And it's talking about the ideal answering his prayers and that kind of stuff. Where are you at now?
Excuse me?
Where are you at now? Where are you at in the world?
Where I am at the war?
No. Where are you at in the world tonight?
Oh, where I live. I am in New York.
You're in New York?
Yeah, I live in New York, New York.
Okay, and you want to know about... let's see, hold up. You want to know about traveling?
I was thinking to move, but in order for me to move, I need to find a schedule of how I'm going to do my move. I just cannot go and move because then I have to find somebody to take care of what I have over here. It's like. I don't know. I guess I just gotta move when something come up. But for now, I have my job and have my other little things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the right time to move. But then also, I always hear that you have to take the right action when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we miss the call because we are kind of afraid, or we didn't notice the call, then that's the reason that I don't want to miss my call when it's okay time to move. But I just miss the sign.
You missed the time?
The sign, maybe it's the sign there and I didn't notice it, or it is no time for me to move yet.
Mhm. I get the impression you should wait until about June.
Oh, okay.
If not, it's like the end of June, first part of July. It seems like a lot of things have been going on and that kind of thing. I don't feel like you've missed anything. I think things are still happening where they're supposed to. But yeah, the thing they were talking about before, the idea of paying attention, because it seems like sometimes you have angels around you that are pointing in the right direction, telling you to snap out of it.
Yes. Mhm. Yes.
So it's just, you know, the idea of relaxing, getting grounded, getting centered. That's what you need to do. Because they were talking about a romance coming into your life, the idea of increased business, increased money, and then I saw June or July. So I saw a lot of things moving more toward the 1st of July, but we do see some things coming in the last part of.
Okay, because usually when I get the message that I'm moving, it's because somebody's moving from the apartment that I rent. Maybe somebody's moving on April. Shouldn't know somebody call me, oh, I'm moving out from the apartment.
Right.
And I had that apartment for rent now. And now you say July. You know, maybe somebody from the apartment that is moving out on July. Then usually when people see that I'm moving or it's time to move or I'm going to move is usually because the apartments that I have are being, like the energy is being recycled there, but not here for me. But it's something that is belong to me.
Okay.
And that could be a reason for.
Yes, it could. I'm just saying, you know, that's the, you know, like in that 2-week radius at the end of July, actually the beginning of June, I mean, hold up, beginning of July and July and June. So there's a lot of fluctuation in the situation, and what you described definitely could be one moving out, one moving in. Kind of crazy with the situation and stuff that's going on. It makes you want to think about what is up with the situation and all kinds of things around you. The biggest thing you get, it's just the thing I got the most was you to pay attention to your guidance.
Oh, okay.
I was sitting there looking, I did one where I sat there and looked at the cards myself, and then I was looking at the situation of, I had some healing cards, but I also was pulling out my Archangel and Archangel Raphael deck to get some insights on the situation of protection itself. As you go through this transition, so you won't feel insecure like you're going to miss it, okay?
Oh, okay, okay.
Because I feel like you're not going to miss it, but sometimes you feel a little, you have a tendency to worry, and you focus on things that you should let go of. And that's what they're saying, in the process of guidance would actually lessen of getting such a worried stomach. Does that make sense to you?
A worried stomach for me?
Yeah.
Eating a lot of ice cream. Yeah, because I need to, I'm now spring cleaning, and I start cleaning, and I say, oh, my God, let me have some ice cream, and I'll go and get some ice cream. Then I go inside, clean, go inside the air, like spring cleaning, and little by little, but then I'm going through a lot of ice cream and stuff. Okay, anymore. But the only thing that I eat.
Yeah, it can drive you crazy sometimes.
Spring cleaning, driving. Yeah, especially because it's easier to get and to just put everything in a plastic bag. Last time I put some stuff that I did, I just put it there, and then somebody was asking, put this tape, blah, 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 it's expensive stuff. I just put it in the Salvation Army. That's it. That was out of the house.
Yeah.
I say, okay, this time I'm going to be a little more careful.
No, I'm just saying what I picked up with the situation. It also says, ask your body for messages. You know, there's a little prayer that says, your body, please help me hear my hear your messages. Archangel Raphael, please guide me in honoring and respecting my body's needs. As in, what do you call this? And deficiencies.
Yeah.
And it also talks about guarded and protected. It's Archangel Michael. There's a little prayer at the bottom here, too. It says, thank you for protecting my loved ones and me, ensuring that we're safe and that all our needs are met. I now accept your help gratefully and gracefully, knowing that it is right for me and all others to accept heavenly assistance. So that's another confirmation. And then I got this thing about alternative medicine, too, the idea of certain things that you're doing. Is looking for, it says, dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for guiding me to the ideal healing treatment.
For
giving me clear signs and messages to validate the best path for my well-being. So it's the ideal, we're talking about the ideal confirmation that nervousness has a tendency that people get really worried and nervous. They don't realize how much of an effect it does have on their bodies, and they don't realize how much they're actually inflicted themselves. because they won't let go of certain issues and situations, are realizing they will resolve themselves. So when you get a situation where it says, listen to the protection, listen to the guidance that's around you, helping you with everything and anything,
yeah.
Even the idea of finding rose petals. It talks about eternal love. It goes with the other cards I was talking about before, too, where it says, help me perceive all of the love that surrounds me so that I can feel safe receiving, expressing, and giving love. The next card I got was, admit the truth to yourself and act accordingly. The prayer is, I appreciate your support in helping me face my feelings with grace and acceptance so that I can be lovingly honest with myself and others. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for giving me courage and strength to focus and speak my mind. The final card on this spread is Archangel Michael to help you with your situation. So it says, this is not what you do. You say, Archangel Michael, thank you for assisting me with, and you put in there what the situation is. I sit here and always say, Archangel Michael, thank you for assisting me with always keeping my mind and my focus and my body clear and always protecting me no matter what I do and always standing by my side, ensuring only God's wisdom and love comes through. Please help me be filled with faith and peace at all times so therefore I can always be a blessing and not a hindrance to people. So therefore I'm always there for them no matter what my situation is or no matter how I feel. I can always be there for somebody. Okay?
Okay. And those are for the cards. What kind of cards you're reading from?
They're Dorian Virtues cards. They're called, there are two decks, actually. I just put them together. And I put them together as one deck, but you can actually buy them. They're Archangel Raphael Oracle cards and Archangel Michael Oracle cards.
Okay. Because okay. I go to buy the laminator, like saints from church, and I light them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the cards are very good. Very good
right.
option to buy.
Yeah, I was also thinking, too, if you want to, somebody left. It's like if you want to find a soulmate, just there's a nice prayer that I've used before. It says, Dear Guardian Angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually devolve into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you. And before you go to bed tonight, there's a nice, simple Archangel Michael prayer. It goes like this. It says, Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence. Thank you. And with the situations with the spirits around you, you can simply ask mm-hmm. Archangel Raphael to say, thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. Because with these spirits being with you, that is that's actually classified as a relationship too. And these people do need to move forward and move on. And this would help with the idea of just saying, Dear Archangel Michael, thank you for healing and guiding all of my relationships upon the path of love and helping everyone to move on and to go into the direction that they need to go into for the best, for the good of all concerned. Thank you, okay?
Okay, they are here with me because they want to heal their relationship. Because they have been talking about it, yeah?
Yeah, well, the situation, too, the spirits and that kind of thing, too, it's almost like a clearing is happening, too, because of a new person coming in for you as in a new romantic partner.
Okay. Yeah, because my male friend, his wife, that is somewhere, and the spirit was very male with me. I told him, I say, why you don't release her? Because you promised her you're going to be a single for her. And then he said, oh, but I did it because I was so story about her, that she was dying and this and that. I said, but a promise is a promise. Then, I don't know what his name is, but she gets very, very upset.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes it because things have happened, and now that's it. Now you told me. Now I know the prayers are beautiful. I really thank you for the prayers. I'm gonna listen and write them. Listen back to the talk to the broadcast, and I will write them down because they are very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Let me ask you a question about the guy that you're talking about. His wife passed on. Does he have any kind of attraction to you?
He has, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah, attraction towards you and the idea of certain things. How would you classify your relationship? Because I feel like there's some kind of guilt with him that keeps it from progressing to being any more.
How I classify a very good friendship at this point, because I told him that I can feel and I have been I can feel his wife, and then that a promise is a promise. You just cannot promise. I don't know how he's gonna break that promise. But then
I understand that, but try it this way, sweetie, okay? Let's look at the situation. That woman is with you for a reason. She's sticking with you to make sure he keeps his promise. But see, the point is, till death do us part. So therefore, she's put too much pressure on him that she should let him go so she can go. Okay?
But I believe that he has to do the releasing, and I have been telling him, you can do this, like, write down your feelings in a piece of paper, do a ritual. He doesn't do it. And then I told him, why you just don't pray for her, ask her to release you. And on top of that, he went and tattooed his wife on his skin.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in the middle. I say, I don't want to be in the middle. I respect relationships, and that's a relationship that he has with her.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't want to break it, it's not up to me. Then we just have a very friendship at this point. Just very friendship on my side. He can feel. I just can't control my side. I cannot control his side.
I'm just saying with the situation that you, it's like, okay, imagine just sitting down with her and talking to her, like a heart-to-heart, that she needs to release him from that promise. That was basically her insecurities kicking in of not wanting to share him. Mm-hmm. But it's also one of those things that was really, it's not right because, you know, they made vows, and when it says death, till death goes part, she needs to go her direction, and she needs to let go. So does he. And the ideal, what's supposed to happen between the two of you, is going to happen no matter what. And the ideal, we could sit here and say he doesn't have to honor the promise because you're not in the middle. She's it's kind of funny how she put that, and you're in the middle, because she has passed on. So basically, both you are still in human form. So therefore, what's going to happen between the two of you is in the future needs to happen because the two of you in certain ways of growing spiritually. And she needs to go on because of her spiritual journey. So everybody has to go down the path that's been chosen for them, but with her promise that she's trying to make him feel guilty about, which I should say she's done a good job, but she's holding this back. Okay, she's holding this back, and she has no right to do that. She doesn't realize it's not just she's just almost like has tunnel vision. All she can see is what she wants. She doesn't see how it really is affecting everyone. And I just keep getting this really strong impression that if you sit down I know it sounds kind of crazy. Sit down, have a nice heart-to-heart talking, but realizing, you know, the man is a very loving man, and he has more love to give, and there's so much to be discovered because of it, that she needs to allow that to happen and unfold by just letting go and moving forward and sending him a message that it's time to go and that he needs to move on, and he needs to also express the feelings he has for you. It doesn't happen. It doesn't have to happen overnight. Like I said before, it's one of those things, you know, find yourself some information, that kind of stuff, to help you with the situation. But those cards that you were talking about, they could help you, because each one of those cards actually has a prayer at the bottom of them to help you with whatever those cards are talking about, too, to work with those angels. And Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael are really good at the idea of cutting loose and letting go of the past, cutting cords, because a lot of people do have cords, not just attached to each other, but they also have cords attached to people who have passed on, and that will keep them from moving forward, too. So if you can get some of those cards, Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael are really good ones to work with this situation of helping her let go and letting things progress to go forward again. Alrighty?
Yeah, thank you so much, yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you
please
so much.
And please, you know, I'd love to sit down and work with you if you get a chance. Whatever your budget is, I don't care. Just sit down so we can actually work with this whole thing, and maybe I can give you some points on these things too, because I've worked with spirits myself and the idea of helping people to move on and do what they got to do and help you just trust yourself, okay? If
thank
not,
you.
Please give us a call back and give us an update on this one, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to, I am advising him to do that for a while.
Okay.
Sometimes he say, oh, I just it do your part, and I take care of my part. And I say, well, I just can't do what I can do for myself. But then the thing talking to her, it sounds pretty good. And I really, really appreciate your advice.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you have any problems, seriously, I'd love to sit down and work with you and whatever you have to work with. Because people have said to me, go, oh, you charge so much. I said, don't even worry about charging. Just say, hey, I got this to work with. What can we do? And we'll sit down and work on this thing. Because, you know, there are certain things that you can do when you feel like you've come to a brick wall with working with certain spirits, especially stubborn ones. So when you get the time, give me a call. We'll sit down and we'll help this lady come to terms with what she's doing, okay?
Oh, okay. Yes, because she follows me everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, it's becoming a problem.
Mhm. Yeah.
Mhm. Go ahead again. I'm
and
sorry
now this man too. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. And then I will also explain him to see what if he wants to follow through that.
Okay.
I really appreciate everything that you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Let's see here. April?
Yes. That was so weird. Like, ghost soap opera going on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Where'd you get it at? The pizza.
Oh, it's my family was eating it and they didn't finish. So I'm just warming up a slice.
Oh, yeah? What you got? I'm hungry.
Tombstone.
Ooh, Tombstone, huh? I'm just sitting there saying, I was going to look at the situation I was actually thinking about later on. I was actually thinking about it earlier today about pizza. And then you sit there, I was sitting there and noticed you wrote down, I'm eating pizza. I'm like, oh, no. okay, sure. I was going to sit and tell you, too, the other day. I forgot to tell you this, but actually, I got my hair cut as a birthday present, but I also went to Pizza Hut and sat down and had a nice little pasta and chicken Alfredo.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, before you even say anything, yes, it was fantastic. It was about the best chicken Alfredo pasta thing I ever had. So, but you said you had to go and go to your nighttime job.
No, I wanna use telepathy with you for a while first to get my brain get some like pre-workout for my psychic muscles before I go.
Oh, okay. No problem. Sounds like fun to me. I think we do that all day anyway, but I don't think I ever get enough of that. One of these days I'm going to get all those flavors. You've been taking that freaking Smoothie King. Was it Smoothie King, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to say King Smoothie. Anyway, Smoothie King, yeah, I wanted to go with the whole thing. I got that one, strawberry. We should have went a bit further, okay? Just keep working on it. We'll get it. I know the feeling. Remember you talking about the feeling and certain things to go with that whole thing? I wasn't getting visuals or words, but I sure am picking up a lot of energy. Very good energy, very positive. Warming, that heart chakra, you're constantly stimulating that all the time. I hope I'm doing it to you.
Well, smoothies you can't use your clairvoyance to taste the smoothie. You have to use, like, your other muscle.
No, I know. I mean, like the carrot, I would sit here and say the clairsentient thing's kicking in because I feel you all the time. I do see you. I feel you. There's all this stuff going on. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I thought, put a smile on my face anyway. So you ready to do some more readings?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's your heart center kicking in, huh?
It feels normal. I'm doing most of the sending, but...
Well, you should sit back and you should allow yourself to be open to receive it, too. Okay. You put that in your mind and think about that for a while and open yourself up to receive what I'm sending you. Because I guarantee you, when you do, you'll put a smile on your face too, okay? Let's go on and do some readings here, huh? Let's go to our next caller, which is actually area code 718. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? This is Lisa.
Lisa, sounds familiar.
I had a work today, and I met with the person that is hiring me to give a workshop. They signed the contract, but now they want to renegotiate the rates. Yeah. So,
what?
Like, you know, I'm open to it now because, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever, I'll be flexible because it's, you know, but... I mean, do you see that I have to go 50% lower or, like, just maybe, like, $20 lower? Like, what do you pick up about this?
I don't get the impression you should go lower. I think you should sit down and renegotiate it from the point of actually telling her that it's like renegotiating the information by saying, hey, you know something? This is why the rates are like this, and get a little more detail about exactly why. Because... I just keep getting this really strong impression that you should not change the prices. It's just the idea of reaffirming and putting it out there because it's like they're looking for more information. They're not looking for you to lower the rates anyway. They think they are, but once you justify the whole thing and clarify exactly why certain things are happening, it all makes sense to them. I just don't see the prices going down.
Okay. Yeah, because I just felt like, I was like, I don't see a reason for it to go down. You know what I mean?
No.
I just feel like if you want more info, that's fine. But I just feel like she was explaining that she doesn't feel that the other women are going to want to pay the rate. And I'm thinking that's because they don't know what's entailed. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I guess it's a matter of explaining what's entailed.
Like, what do you...
No, I'm just sorry. Just reiterating.
Mm-hmm. So what do you, April, do you have anything that you'd pick up on that whole thing too as well?
I saw like 20% down.
Like a down payment or less money?
Less. But I'm still looking. See if I pick up anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I got the impression of some back and forth haggling over it.
Mm-hmm.
Till you finally come to it, you know, like a happy medium. Bad pun, I know. Happy medium. Yeah, I know that's a very bad one.
Happy medium.
I wasn't trying happy. To be punny, but you know, I
no,
think.
No, it, no, it's I'm, fine. I understand. Believe me.
Yeah, I just got the impression that there was going to be a little bit of back and forth. But I think you're going to come out on top of it with something that's reasonable and doable, as I say.
Mm-hmm. She was asking me if there was a flat rate that I want to get paid, but I didn't want to do that because I want to base it on how many people show up. Because
mm-hmm.
what if she gives me a flat rate and then 20 people show up? You know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's rip-off. Like, I'm going to pay a little bit of money, and then you're going to bring in like 15, 20 people when we agreed 6 to 8 for, that's why I want per person, because if they show up, they have to pay. You know, if they want to be part of the workshop.
I was looking
exactly.
at the situation like this. We're talking, but April said she picked up 20%.
Mm-hmm.
But when she said 20%, I still see an arrow going up. So it's not going down.
I asked for a deposit next week. Like a deposit of like $200 and change or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue? Yeah, I want a deposit. Basically, it looked originally it was like a 25% deposit.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you see me getting that to something next week? Like when I want it on Tuesday? What do you pick up about that?
Oh, I keep getting 222. Yes, you will.
And that won't be an issue. She won't be asking about that.
No, I don't think so.
No, I get no too. I'm just, you know, the thing I told, like I said before, I just keep getting firm and reaffirm and getting detailed and saying, like, this is what it's all about. You're going to do this, this, and this, and this. So push it up. But the 20%, I feel like it was an up. But also, you're talking about this deposit, I get that as a yes. I don't feel like she's actually going to give you any kind of. I was going to say any kind of lip, but that's what it came to me.
Yeah.
And no flack there.
Yeah, I don't feel like she's, I think she's just being honest. Like,
I agree with you.
Yeah, she just, I have no problem giving more information. No problem whatsoever. It's just a matter of, I didn't feel I had enough time. Also, the way I was doing it, I'm like, oh God, I need more time to think the details through, because usually I give all the details for what I'm going to give people.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
They just kept saying, give me the contract, da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, like, so, okay, that's good then. So, I mean, do you see it staying at 150, or is it just going to stay flat at 150 per person once I just explain everything, or is that going to change?
Hmm.
You say, well, how is it? $150
per person.
You're asking if the idea of the 150 flat per person is going to change.
Yeah, is that rate going to, like, is that what you see changing, or is that all going to stay the same? Because that's what I put out there is for the rate per person.
Oh, no, it comes off as the idea of the rates are going to stay the same, but maybe you should ask for a little bit more deposit.
Ask for more of a deposit?
A little bit on that. Yeah, the flat rate's not going to change per person. But she kind of, I don't know. When I sit here and, I was sitting and looking at the thing going, don't see any change, but it keeps saying up.
I don't know. I was picking up things like, first it was 200, then 175, so somewhere in that neighborhood, but I don't know.
Hmm. say, well, I look at the situation. It's not the other asking for less. It's actually looking at the situation and looking and asking for more, because I feel like it's going to be a very interacting situation where you're interacting with a lot of people and a lot of work and a lot of, and, you know, it's just one of those exhausting situations where you see it going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
You mean the workshop itself?
Yeah.
How many women do you see attending the workshop, not including me and her? So minus two people.
I've gotten about three different numbers, but I'd say maybe 25.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well.
Like a heart attack, kid.
Sorry.
I could be way off, but that was the lowest number, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is taking place on May 4th. That's what I put in the contract. Is that what you see? This happening on May 4th?
Yep.
And you know, she only told me she would probably be able to do maybe 6 to 8 people. How did it end up being that high now?
I can ask spirit. I don't know. I'll go through. I just know whatever comes into my head.
Oh, I'm just, I guess, curious as to that exact question you just said. Like, that's the question I'm curious about. Like, what changed that it ended up being that many people? Like,
Well, my initial reaction to that is interest.
Oh, okay.
Because all I know is I was getting numbers like 50, 35, and then 25 settled in. And I always say, I know what I know. I quote Paul Simon from his Graceland album. I don't, you know, it's just whatever comes to me, and that. Then I think there's a lot of interest in what you're doing.
Okay. And they're the ones that show up, because sometimes, you know, the people will express interest and then they all won't show up.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why it's better per person, which is what I was trying to say. I'm like, that's the reason, because you never know how many people will show up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly. There's going to be a lot of interest, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely go with 20.
Wow.
Well, one of us is right.
I get to, you know, you sit and talk with the woman and you trust her, and I'm not saying you shouldn't trust her, but I just feel like she knows, she has a feeling that there's going to be more people there, and almost like she's trying to push for a flat rate, so therefore she makes more money. Which is kind of crazy, this kind of attitude, because she's got money.
Yeah.
I always try to stick it to the man.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, like, I'll stick to the flat rate, and, I mean, not the flat rate, the per-person rate, because the flat rate would definitely rip me off.
Right, you don't want to do that.
That's how I feel. Like, I'll go in there, and I'm like, wait a second, I could have gotten all this, you know, and she expressed an issue with, oh, I have to pay for the food, and I'm like, a minute ago, you were like, all I needed, you needed was $10 a person for food, and you're not even paying, you're getting off... $150 to feed 6 to 8 people is fine. So that's my, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she saying she needs more than $150 to pay? You know, you're already not paying. So do you understand what I'm saying? Like, what was that about?
She just wants money.
Okay. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the workshop, how is it going to go? Like, how do you see it turning out?
Very successful.
Okay. That's great to hear.
Hold on.
What?
I said, hold on for a second. I was sitting there focusing on the whole thing, saying it's one that, like I said before, it's going to be a lot of interaction, a lot of work. A lot of people asking questions, intrigue, and just a whole, you know, you feel like someone walking away from the thing being very exhausted because that's pretty successful.
Yeah, it's a good exhausted.
Oh, good. That's what I want to hear.
Not like the psychic vampire drain, but the, you know, you're tired, but that sort of peaceful or blissful tired because, wow, look what happened today. all these people were inspired and all that other, you know, whatever. They got something out of it, and that makes you feel good when you know you've, you know, job
really?
Well done.
Oh, that's
yeah, exactly. Because I was preoccupied. Someone was asking questions in the chat.
Okay, that's good. Well, I was going to have to rewrite this whole contract, yes or no? I'm only asking because it says 6
to
10.
I would walk in the whole thing saying, you know something? I feel like 25 people are going to show up. And so we need to, we do need to renegotiate this. Because therefore, it's got to be a win-win situation for both of us. And right now, it's looking to be more steeping in your direction than mine. We have to get, you know, just be direct. And that's the thing we should do. Because the idea of actually 175, no. What did you say it was 150 per person?
Yes.
It should be 175. Because this is going to be so intense. That's why I keep getting over and over again. The ideal, when I say intense, I mean very successful in the situation. You can still leave it at 150, but you also see, we talked about this before, I feel like there's many more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's going to want to work with you. It's like, look at the situation, 25 people showed up. Why? Because you are a magnet.
Is she going to tell me that 25 people showed interest?
No, she just feels like there are more people going to show up. She doesn't really know how many. But if you walk into the situation and just hit her with a 25, it kicks into her intuition that she knows there's going to be more people showing up, and you know too. So therefore, I don't feel like she would argue with you the whole thing either.
Okay, yeah, because when I say end of rewriting this, I'm going to want it more like, just because I want to clean it up.
Nice,
I'm just
tweak
saying,
it.
I'm just saying you call people out like that to keep them honest.
Yeah, because now I'm at the point where it's like the food situation, it's like, what does she want to say? I'm like, that rate, that's the rate, you know? And then she's saying, well, I want money, like she wants money for food. I'm like, yeah, but you're not paying to attend the workshop. You're hosting it. So it's like you're doing something, but you're also not paying me. Do you know what I mean? Like if she wants to make money off of it, I don't know.
No, I know what you're saying. It's like when you have when I work for shops, right? And I go in as a psychic reading, they get 30%. Or if I had a manager, whatever they do for me, they get 30% of that. But they don't get no percentage of anything that I do on my own. And that's what it seems like here, where she wants a percentage of everything that she's not really contributing to at all. So she doesn't really deserve that, right?
Yeah, she's just basically cooking food and hosting the party, but like. She was going to, like, add $10 to the fee, the per-person fee, to pay for the food, which is fine because she said it's not cutting into my fee, you know, and that's the way it should be. And I'm just like, if you want to do that, you pay per person. And I said to her, I do a sign-in sheet, so I know that's my way of knowing how many people showed up. So
good.
I want everyone to print and sign their name. I need to know who was here. That's how I keep records of how I make the money. You know, so that's the way it's going to happen. Because I don't want to miscount people.
And the way it should
people.
Happen.
Yeah, and I don't want to miscount people. When do you see all this getting resolved?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely within this next week.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just like, what the hell? When I second, I got that text message from her right away. What triggered her to send me the message, the follow-up message about all the things I just brought up to you? What triggered her to send that message?
That's because it comes to me like a conversation happened where someone brought the idea about more people showing up than had been planned.
Oh, yeah. And that's because of me in general, my energy?
Like I said before, it's like being a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do draw people to you. You have that energy, that charisma, shall we say?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, when I say that word, I'm reminded of my ex-father-in-law overusing that about my ex-husband. but you definitely have charisma. My ex-husband, forget it. But anyway...
Okay.
Yeah, no, you have that
positive
something that...
comment, the negative slouch, okay.
Yeah, right. No, you draw people to you. You have a way about you. I think you have a, at the risk of using the word again, but a charismatic smile, something that draws people in. You have that aura that people are drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can see that you're genuine, that you're open, there's no hidden agenda, that you're friendly and personable. You're approachable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that people don't feel like they have to hang back or that they can't express themselves around you.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That's really nice to hear. You know, just go through a hard week and it's nice to hear nice things.
Oh, you're a good person. And people resonate to that. They can see the kind of person you are. You just sort of, there's that, an odd word, but automatic glow. Weird brain. But, you know, you have that certain something that people sense, even if people can't see auras or don't know anything about energy, they just know they like you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't understand it, they just know they like you. And
that's
so that's a very positive thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's good to know. That's what I want to exude from the workshop, because, you know, I started to feel like there would have been people there that just, it would have been a small group of people who were just not into it, which is, like, not good. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
people kept saying, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get enough people. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get enough people. And I'm like, just tell people. Like, you're the one that was saying, and I brought it up, you girls were all excited. So just tell people. You know, I told her to put it on Facebook and email, text your friends and see if there's interest. And, you know, and that's it. I mean, these women are professional women. They spend money on everything. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like put it out there for that rate. And, you know, that's all I could tell you. It's a lot of work. You know, so... Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that from there, but
word of mouth comes to mind. One, you know, somebody reads it, tells somebody else, and you know, on and on.
Very, very nice. I mean, do you see that I should pitch in, or just let her do the work? Because I feel like I should let her do the work.
Yeah, I'll let her do the work.
She might need to be prodded, but.
No, I'm just saying with the situation, you know, make her do the work, because realistically, I'm just looking at the situation, because you're going to be doing the whole thing anyway. And
yeah, I'm going to be doing all the work to actually prepare the workshop. To be having
exactly.
to worry to invite people makes me tired thinking about it.
No, you don't have to do that. As I said, you might have to prod her
okay.
in case she slacks a little, but she'll do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I told you, so how would I find, like, just email all your friends? I said, everybody on your email list that you're friends with or you feel would like the workshop, email them, put it on Facebook, and that's it. Text them. It's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because people talk, if she tells all her friends and they tell their friends and on.
So on and so on.
Right, so all of a sudden it's like, no, we want to be careful here, or we'll have more people than the 20 to 25, and you'll be going,
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, because if I find out, like, they confirm with her, they all, like, pay her, and I show up, and I'm like, shit, how many handouts am I supposed to have? Like, I'll ask you, like, per person, like, I try to put a packet together, how many packets I'm going to have to use that night to give out to people? How many am I going to have to use that night?
Hmm. Okay, good question.
Like, how many packets get used? That's a better way to explain it.
Well, it's always good to have extras just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Donnie thought you were going to have 20. I thought 25, so...
30.
No, I would just... Okay, stop getting into my brain, Donnie. 30, yeah, that works. That way you've got plenty. That way you know you're not going to be short.
All right, and I'll put all that together on my paper and get everything.
Right. Yeah, that's what it's going to take some time to tell everybody about. I'm tired. Anyway. No, I was there, like, we got 15 minutes left, and I've got one more person in the queue.
Oh, okay.
I just want to sit and give out the information, because we've been giving out the chat room, too, about everybody and this, that, and the other. So also, same thing with Dee and April. You should be putting your information in the chat room, too, because it seemed like people have been asking me about that. I was like, I couldn't find your information in the chat room. And that was
you can't
the
find me in the chat room because if I go into the chat room, my computer's so messed up that I can't mute the show.
Okay.
So I've been listening
just
to you on the phone and listening to you on the end there too, so I just don't go in there. I just pick up the phone and dial.
Okay, I was going to say, we got 15 minutes left in the show. If you want to call and get a reading, just call us at 646-721-9031. If you want to contact me for private readings, call 740-500-8863, and we'll be glad to give you all the information about how to contact us through Skype and those kind of things. As in we do group readings. We are opening up ourselves to the idea of doing workshops and also available for lectures, talking that kind of thing as well. So just give us a call at 740-500-8863. If you want to contact April through the web, her website is www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. Her phone number is 919-600-1904. If you want to contact her through Skype, I can't remember that one. April?
Ultraviolet
777.
I have a narrator now, yay.
You have a what?
Well, something like a narrator. You're doing it for me. Thanks.
Oh, no, you're welcome. I was just saying, hey, we'll just get out there for you real quick. And then Dee, you can contact her at 207-374-5072. Any other way to contact you? You got a website too, right?
You can contact me at my email, spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. And I am going to be putting my information out on my Facebook page. And I'll let, right now I think you can find me under Dee Leighton, DeeLeighton. I forget, or maybe it's Dorothy. Anyway, I'll be putting my information out there for the readings and for my jewelry. I take PayPal, and we'll leave it at that for the moment. And eventually, I will be not only putting all that information out there, but information on my blog talk show, and I get that all set up, which will be a half hour, 7 days a week.
Okay, great.
And
I was
like I said before, Donnie and April, and any other good psychics out there, welcome to join me anytime.
All right, you just send us information. It'd be great. I was also going to say, also, you can contact me through my website, too, at www.psychicxjourneyman.com for all the details and that kind of stuff. But don't let the prices freak you out, because give me a call. Make a deal. I like win-win situations, so therefore, don't let that deter you from actually getting a reading. If you feel like you should get a reading, contact me. I guarantee you, I've never turned anybody down for any kind of suggestions on any kind of level, so keep that in mind, too, as well. Just work together. Okay, thank you. And Lisa, if you want to continue this and ask and with the questions and stuff that are going on,
Okay.
I got some things to do after the show, but I am available tomorrow to sit down and answer any questions you want to. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. Yeah. Ladies, thank you for your help as well. I appreciate you.
You're more than welcome.
Time.
Anytime.
Thank you. Many blessings. Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Goodbye now. Let's see. Okay, let's go on to our next caller at 718. It's 718. It's 7182.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm good.
What's good? What's your name?
I'm Joey.
And where are you calling from?
New York.
New York?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Jerry from New York.
No, Joey from New York.
Oh, Joey. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hey, Joey.
Hey. I guess you got a little under the weather, huh? So how can we help you out there, Joey?
I would like a general reading.
Okay. See, we always say, I would like to warn people, general readings give general answers, and we're persistent.
Yeah.
So, it seems like you're looking for some things right now to clear up.
Mm-hmm.
Besides your sinuses.
Here, you can have mine.
So what do you pick up, Dee?
I don't know. I was thinking he might be looking, he might be interested in something to do with relationships.
Yep.
Is there someone in your life right now?
I met a few people at a party.
But there's not one specific woman.
No.
But I think you met someone the other night that kind of interested you.
Yeah.
A petite brunette, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Dark hair.
He's actually at a bar.
What was that?
He was at a bar.
It was at the bar in a party setting. It was like that people were just kind of like going crazy, laughing.
Yeah.
And then it was almost like she had dark hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely.
And you didn't get her phone number, did you?
No, I got the other girl, but I got the phone number.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still think your paths are going to cross again.
Mm-hmm.
I think she might be a friend of a friend, or maybe a friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay. Did you get stuck in the bar doors there, Dee?
Ha, ha, ha. No, yeah, right. Yeah, no. But I do think your paths are going to cross again. I think she was somebody that she had a little air of mystery about her, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
I think, she was also wearing a dress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, there's something provocative about the dress.
Well, I think it was a little low cut. Oh, I'm right, am I? No wonder you were intrigued, you're a man.
Right.
Men are the warriors, the women are the peace givers.
That was interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's like this, Joe. I get the impression with the idea of crossing paths. I feel like you guys have crossed paths before.
Mm-hmm.
This was a perfect encounter of that whole thing, but I also feel like there's a couple more. So like you're saying, there's no pressing issue to actually, you know, hook up with her, but you're going to have a couple times to do that. So it's
mm-hmm.
just, yeah, trusting your intuition, and when it comes across to say something, speak your mind.
Because
you have a tendency to think about things, and like, should I say this or shouldn't I? When they're saying, just do it, you know, so if you get a handprint on your face, at least you got an answer, right?
Right.
So that's what they're saying, follow through with more answers, because you're going to be surprised. It's like watching Seinfeld when what's his name? God, what's his name? Went up to the bar, and he was, Jerry Seinfeld, it wasn't Jerry, it was his friend, George. And George mm-hmm. said, he just said, heck with it, and he's just going to be himself, be who he was. He walked up to the lady and told her at the bar, hi, how you doing? I'm unemployed. I live with my parents, and I'm proud of it. And she's like, and they hooked up just like that. Cause he's
right, yeah.
It's funny, you're mentioning a show that's owned by NBC, and at one point I used to work for NBC Studios.
Huh.
There are no coincidences.
Nope. Everything happens for a reason.
Got that right.
We know he's not George.
No. But, you know, but George wasn't always George either. George is an actor, so therefore that's the situation. The first time I ever seen the guy who plays George, I saw him in Pretty Woman, where he was actually playing a lawyer, and he was an ass. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So when we look at the situation of changing that kind of stuff, of seeing people being around for years, but, yeah, you know, changing that kind of thing, just sits there, Joe can sit there and go, okay, now it's time for Joe to speak his mind by somewhere he used to work at, which is the idea of influence. And even the point, like I said before, I felt like those two people had passed. Mm-hmm. Each of them passed before. It's like those stories you see where two people work at the same building and mm-hmm. never crossed paths, and then one day they did, they got in the same elevator, and then they were together for the rest of their lives. So, you know, it's just the ideal.
Yeah.
It's very important to follow your guidance, but it's also very important to live your life with thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to find yourself, oh, damn, another missed opportunity.
Oh, yeah, because I was sitting there talking
to
you.
That seems to be the story of my life, missed opportunities.
Well, it's time to change that.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just be yourself. Be George.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't be George, and don't be Kramer either.
Mm-hmm. I was saying I was the same to myself. I'm creepy people.
No, they say nothing ventured, nothing gained, so go for it.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's impression. It's like one of those stories. You go after something in the process of getting shot down, you meet someone else when you turn around and run into them.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens just like that, you got to give us a call back and tell us about that one. But we're going to, we got Moon and Taurus, and I was sort of talking to someone today this too. I feel like it's very true with the idea of Moon going into Taurus actually gives us really strength on what we do. Okay,
right.
Anything we put our energy into is the idea of more foundation, more strength, more energy. You know, and I actually pulled the Moon cycle card for you, so therefore a lot of things going on. Now, when I look at this card, it's actually this lady on this card actually has three doves around her, and they're in a pink glow. And I've always seen, we've seen the situation with love angels and threes. And the reason we feel and we see the threes is the angels are working that way, but they're also putting it out there, too, to help you understand that in the process of relationships, every relationship has a three with it. We have the
yeah.
Trinity, but we also have the relationship itself. We have you, her, and the relationship. So we have three.
That's kind of confusing, though, because I don't, like, my thought partner doesn't think that way. I mean, yes, I believe things come in three, but at the same time, considering a relationship to be a third part is a little new, like, it's a new idea.
I think I got you on that one, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to ask you to repeat it, but let's see here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you said it, so you were saying about the threes.
Yeah.
You believe the same thing too, but then I didn't catch the last part.
Oh, it's just like, it's just a new idea, and think of it in that way.
Mm-hmm. It's like the ideal of having a child. When, you know, a child really flourishes is when they both have both parents, because they got that influence and that nurturing from both, and then they have the tendency to go on. So that it takes the three to actually be the great person that person grows up to. Same thing with relationships. When you look at the situation of certain things going on, that kind of thing. What the two people give to the relationship. Because I've seen relationships where we have two people who are focusing on what they should do or what they shouldn't do. at the same time, they're focusing too much on themselves, but there's no focus on the relationship at all, because two people are just like, you know, what's he going to do? What's she going to do? Okay, what's he thinking and what's she thinking? When actually, the idea of nurturing the relationship is the idea of two people actually communicating with each other.
Right.
And that relationship that they have between the two of them. So you can see the three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the situation you got going on, focusing and prayers and that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. it said that everything is. Actually, the thing I got was you need to clear out the past, like get you know the ideal serenity in your life. Focus within yourself. Focus on the moon. You get the impression that there's the idea of a love relationship that's definitely going to happen. And then the next card was answered prayers, and it says from that to let go because it shows new beginnings, and it shows that. It shows the worst is now behind you.
No, guys, I think I have the same exact deck here.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I would focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely check back with us and give us an update on things that are going on with the lady. Because the vision I saw was the idea of asking her out and getting shot down, but then turn around and running into somebody else. That turned into a long-term relationship. So
yeah.
I'm kind of like, love to hear about that one unfolding. So definitely keep in touch. And, you know, because it's like one of those things are going to happen. But I definitely saw that one where it talked about get rid of the clutter, which means... To me, what I focused on it was getting rid of the past, letting go of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right.
I appreciate it. And you have a what is today? Friday. Well, you have a fantastic weekend. I forgot it was Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Yep. And then I'll be heading up to Florida.
Okay.
So.
Get better?
Yeah.
We'll send some healing energy your way, too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Well, there's nobody else in the queue, so let's see.
So, needle and thread.
What's that?
Needle and thread. Anybody says so, it's needle and thread. That's so old,
okay.
It's got whiskers.
Okay, it's about as old as Moses' toes and twice as corny. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up with older parents, what can I say?
I know, so your parents, huh? That was, who was that? That was... Your dad was Moses, and your dad was Noah, right?
Oh, yeah. No, my mother was actually 2.5 years older than my dad.
You know, it's kind of funny when you sit here and look at the Bible, and it's kind of funny when people talk about, I saw this in the chat room last night, I was working on a random, and they were talking about this woman was dating, she was 28 years old, and she was dating some guy who was 57, I think. And they were sitting there saying, oh, you know, when you're this age, this is what's going to happen, and stuff like that. I'm like, And they're saying, this is just bad. This is wrong. And all kinds of stuff. I was like, has anybody read the Bible? There's a couple of people in the Bible where there was one guy who was like 100 years older than his wife. Okay? So it's kind of amazing when we talk to people who say, I'm a Christian. I read the Bible. It's your birthday. I'm sorry. Anyway. And some of the comments that people come up with where you're like, are you sure that you've actually ventured into the Bible? Because you're making me wonder. Because I was when we did that one show, that one night, April, when I was talking to Sharla, and I sat there and said that nobody knew, when you do the research, that Noah actually planted the trees that he ended up later on using for the ark. And that's how it was all done, because of the whole thing of unplanning like it was. It was amazing how people were going, I never knew that. Well, there's other contexts out there because the Bible is a translation. It was actually, original text was Greek, not Hebrew. It was actually originally written in Greek, and then it was Hebrew, and then it translated into English. Well, Hebrew and Greek language, some words don't translate over into English. So therefore, I think it was blessings. Didn't translate over right, so they used the word blessings instead of using the what was the word they were using? I have to ask my brother about that one, but he was talking about the same thing about the word. It was a word that was similar to being blessings, but not blessings itself, as it's translated into English. And I was just like, okay, that's great. But sometimes with situations, there is a way of words, how they resonate with us, too. So I was just putting those things out there, and it was amazing when we saw some things the other night, when, especially on a random, and some people were talking. I mean, we've had people come in the room who kind of like, why are you doing this? You know, it's amazing how there's so many judgmental people who don't see themselves as being judgmental, which is kind of hypocritical. Yeah, it's kind of hypocritical when you look at the situation, that kind of thing. But it was kind of wild, and so. I guess it's talking about double standards. When we talk about the idea of focusing on spirituality, of understanding that the word wealth and riches and all these things have a tendency to change into a different format. As being richly rewarded, being wealthy, as in the ideal feeling really prosperous and abundant, at the same time as, you know, even abundance, you start seeing it for what it is. It's just accumulation, and you realize the more accumulation of how you abundantly love yourself has a really major impact on what you manifest in your life, what you have, pop, you know, tracking, that kind of thing. Pop, 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 there we go. So, you know, it's like one of those things where people need to let go of the whole thing and stop judging things and look at their own lives and say, okay, what is, you know, you're looking at me saying one thing about me, but I'm reflecting something back at you, and you're missing it because you're being too critical. So we sit there and take a step back and go, let's be more positive. When you see a problem with somebody else, you're seeing a problem with yourself, my friend. On that note, I think we should end the show.
Yeah, well, first take the speck out of your own eye before you attempt to take the mote out of your brother's and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
No.
What the hell? So we're going to leave and...
Make like a tree and leave.
Okay, I think I will. And you guys have a great
okay.
day. And like I always say, may God and angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. If you want to call Dee for a reading, give her a call at 207-374-5077. If you want to give me a call,
no,
for a reading,
5072.
Okay, 5072. Let me do that one more time. D 207-374-5072. If you want to give April a call for a reading or a spell, give her a call at 919-600-1904. If you want to give me a call for a reading or a counseling session or group readings or whatever, give me a call at 740-500-8863. And we'll see you all later. And we'll see you tomorrow night. So join us tomorrow night for listening to this one. As you're listening to the archives and you're listening to this, we're on Saturday. We're on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. So join us for 2 hours of nothing but readings and sitting at the round table. And if you've got an opinion about something, share that with us too. So we'll see you tomorrow. Adios, amigo. Ciao.
No, I was thinking that too. Adios.